It's Thursday, July 9th. Two Frontier models reached the public today on the same afternoon. And the more interesting fact is how each one got there.
Here's the rundown. Why OpenAI's strongest model spent 12 days behind a government gate, how Grok matched its tier at a quarter of the price, and why the model itself stopped being the scarce thing.
OpenAI switched GPT 5.6 on for everyone this morning in three trims it calls Sol, Terra, and Luna. This is the same model it launched on June 26th to about 20 government-approved partners and no one else.
That's the part nobody voted for. It spent 12 days locked to vetted organizations after the White House's cyber and science offices asked OpenAI to hold the launch, citing the cyber capabilities of the top model, Sol. Voluntary on paper. In practice, it worked like pre-clearance.
And by the afternoon, xAI's Grok 4.5 was public too. Elon Musk calls it an Opus-class model, faster and cheaper, $2 a million in and six out, against the 5 and 25 Anthropic charges for Opus 4.7.
The commoditization is printed right on the price sheet. Luna, the cheapest trim, is $1 a million tokens in. Two labs shipped comparable capability on one afternoon. That's what it looks like before anyone calls it that.
This is where the whole week converges.
The value slid off the model into the memory and the agent around it. And today, the model itself finished the trip into a tiered product line.
TechCrunch put the mirror image on it this morning. NVIDIA is a victim of the marketplace it created. Compute is deflating, its stock down about 15% since May, while the memory beside the chip is up roughly tenfold in a year, and Micron has nearly tripled. Everyone now builds their own silicon, and no one builds their own memory.
So, if the model is the commodity, the moat is who you're allowed to sell it to and who you can reach. OpenAI answered the second half the same morning, shipping ChatGPT Work, its bid for the enterprise seat.
To the tape.
We're holding the Micron long. Today's compute story reinforces it from the other side. Everyone builds silicon, no one builds DRAM, and the memory line is the one that keeps climbing.
We're sharpening the NVIDIA watch, but not moving to a short. The demand is real. Two frontier launches are more inference, not less. The pressure is on pricing power, as every hyperscaler ships a good enough custom chip.
And new to the book, Meta on watch. It begins producing its own AI chips in September. That custom silicon wave is the mechanism doing to the GPU what today did to the model.
The tape is the desk's scorecard, not advice.
Quick break.
Two from the desk.
One we know well, vote.direct. If you're on an HOA or a board, it runs your elections digitally. Secure, verifiable, no paper, no clipboard in the lobby. Point your counsel to vote.direct.
And if this is your 10 minutes of AI for the day, get the written edition too. The Full Wire, free, every morning. Leave your email at nextbig.dev.
Our call.
Within the next 6 months, at least one more frontier model from OpenAI, Anthropic, Google, xAI, or Meta gets gated to government-approved users or held for a review before its public release. The June gate was the first instance of a pre-clearance regime, not a one-off.
What proves us wrong? If by January no other frontier model is gated that way, and the GPT 5.6 gate stays the only instance on the record.
The model got cheaper, got cleared, and got a price war on the same afternoon. Luna costs $1 a million tokens, and it shipped this morning. A gigawatt to run it is still 4 years deep in a queue. That gap is the market. That's the rundown.